And we're back. This is the last episode until the Easter holidays, so let's make it a good one. Andrew, you managed to turn up this week. Well done.
Hey.
Yes, well done.
I'm here.
Why did you forget last week, apart from age?
I got involved in Cheltenham, the horse racing, and I got...
Well, literally, like running it, or...
I wasn't one of the horses.
Did you go there?
No, I didn't go there.
So when you say you got involved in it, you basically were watching something on telly.
Well, I was down the bookies, laying my big bets, and...
Any luck?
Picking some winners? A few each way. About even at the end of it. No out and out winners, a few each way.
That's what
came
all
in.
Gamblers say.
Yeah.
Right. Well, yeah, I was about even.
Yeah.
I've lost my house.
Yes.
And basically, my kids won't speak to me, but I was about even.
About even.
So we're on the lucky dip this week on the sound, because we've never broadcast from this area, have we? We're sat in Stuart's kitchen this time around. He's got the builders in. And there's a reason for it, which we'll mention later. But, so here we all are. Loney, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Good.
Yes, yeah, all good. Done
what
a workout.
What are you looking at on your lap? You haven't got the sweets down there.
I was fiddling with my nail, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sweets have gone.
Yeah, the sweets can't go anywhere near Andrew.
No. We did have a big pile of sweets in the middle of the table.
And flapjacks.
The flapjacks were gone. Delicious. Weren't they?
But they didn't last long.
No.
I only had one.
Long. Yeah, I did. So how are we, Stuart? And have we got lots of things to talk about this week?
We have got lots of things to talk about this week. And I'm assuming that no one has come in by private jet or chauffeured limousine.
Not this time.
That no one won the Euro lottery last night.
Haven't checked. Haven't checked.
No, I haven't seen a text. Jane buys lottery tickets. I haven't seen a text from her saying, "I'm leaving you." So I guess that she hasn't won.
Oh. She's going to stay with you for at least another week.
until
Friday to roll
the next
over.
One, yeah.
189 million.
Blimey.
Really? Has somebody come?
Not that I've heard of.
It.
I haven't had the text from Mrs. Simmons either.
Right.
So I'm assuming that we...
I never buy lottery. I used to always buy the lottery tickets and do the same numbers week in, week out. And then when we moved away, I stopped. But I still kept all the tickets, but I didn't check them.
Ah.
And then they ran out of date, and then I've got this awful feeling that
never check them.
I won.
Can you imagine if you then check them 7 years later?
Yes, and that's what I was worried about. But I didn't throw them away, which was stupid.
That's hoarding.
But,
that's being
yeah.
hoarder.
Hoarding.
But yes, 189
yeah,
million.
That's a lot of money. Isn't it? You could do a lot with that.
Slightly life changing.
What would you do? Build an extension. Get a new gardener.
Yeah, probably buy a football club. All the things that would.
I'd buy a yacht. I would love a yacht.
Wait a minute, just rent it.
You'd have to get a chat to sail it for
just
you.
Rent
well,
it.
Rent it then.
Just
okay,
rent
a nice one with all the people like they have on Below Deck. You know,
you could live your life like all the programs
yeah.
you watch.
Yeah, I could.
I mean, I have this argument with my wife all the time about if we won the lottery, is that, and I've said this before, we'd have to split it in three ways. And yesterday...
So I'm getting a third.
Why?
Where are the other two-thirds going?
Who are three?
Well...
Maybe
four? No. My third, her third, and our third. That's how we're splitting the money.
Oh, we'll see, yeah.
So basically, I spend my money how I like, you spend your money how you like, and this is what we'll spend together. And even with my basic maths, that's about 66 or so million each.
I haven't thought about it, have you?
In each pot. I think that's enough, love. I think that's enough, and this sort of stuff. But then, you, like I said, you know, what would you give people?
Wouldn't you just split it in half? Just...
Well, I can,
or
I,
just not split it.
It would just cause so many problems.
Just spend it all together.
It would just cause so many... Yeah, but she would get really upset that I've suddenly bought into West Ham United. Or I've suddenly bought a football club, or I've done something, and she'd think, "Oh, you've wasted it." And I could freely spend what I like, knowing that she wouldn't spend hers. Or that much
still,
of it.
She still might get miffed about it.
Well, yeah, but I've got 66.5 million. I don't care. And I'm thinking, you know, if I'm lucky, I've probably got what 30 years left.
If you're lucky,
if you're lucky,
if I'm lucky, that'll take me to 38. And
God,
I'm gonna spend that money.
Right.
So well, basically, but would you expect any? You know,
from you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you?
I'd expect.
I've had this argument with my brother
you
once.
Have,
yeah. What
we,
would I expect from
yeah.
Stuart?
Yeah.
20%.
Would you tell people?
I expect you to take everybody on a nice holiday somewhere.
You and me have been in love with each other since the 80s.
Yeah.
And Adrian has as well. But yeah, you have. So what would be a fair amount for me to give to you?
20%.
If you
won 189 million. As one of my two or three best friends in life.
To make a massive difference to my life.
I'll give you
50 grand.
How much?
50 grand.
I've won 189 million.
I was going to say 5 million.
No, 189 million.
I haven't got a spare 50 grand to throw around. So if somebody suddenly gave me 50 grand,
yeah,
I'd be thinking, well, that's 25 nights foreign holidays.
It's not a bad day, 50 grand.
Yeah.
but one of your best mates has just won 189 million.
Be greedy.
Yeah,
be
but
greedy.
Let's say if I'd have said 5 million and then Loney says, well, I want 5 million. And then Andrew says, well, I haven't known you as long, but I might be worth a couple of million. And then suddenly everyone comes out and then you get in trouble because people have heard that you've given me 5 million quid.
It's tricky. Would you tell people? No. Would you let them know? I don't think I would tell anybody.
It's very hard to keep.
Yeah, it's very hard to keep.
I suppose suddenly you're living that high, crazy life.
Suddenly you're living in a massive house in East Grinstead.
Yeah.
And the extension. Oh, hang on.
Well, it's hard because obviously, without sounding like a complete tool, it's if you've got a basis of a few nice things anyway, people aren't. Wouldn't be that surprised if you suddenly said, you've got a massive house, you know, he's bought a lovely flat overlooking the Thames in London sort of thing. Mm. But if you're living in a smaller house and you suddenly roll up outside your house in a 250 grand Ferrari when your
people
house is only worth 300 grand, then people are going to say, hang on a second, something's not quite right
here. That doesn't mean that you've got to give those people money just because you've got a lovely new car.
He's just told me he was going to give me some money.
I've just talked you out of that.
I just picked you out of 50 grand there. But I think the shit you would get from people.
I remember having this argument with my brother and we really fell out about it because it was...
I love it when people fall out of something that
can't happen.
Something hypothetical.
Because I remember we were talking about, you know, if it was a large amount and he said how much he'd give me and I was so annoyed about...
How little he was going to give you.
How much? You just give me that much. And yeah, we really fell out over something, like you say, that's not going to happen.
The odds are very slim, but basically we haven't won it. So we'll have to just flop on for another week as we are.
Yeah. It's a shame it's that a huge amount. I mean, doesn't...
I don't know if it ever gets capped.
I think if you had a huge amount, though, you could... I thought you can go through your Christmas card list, the people you've sent Christmas cards to.
That'd be none.
Give them all some money.
I was going to say, I don't do that anymore. Oh, I always donate it.
I'd look at the list of people who still send them to me. They get the money. The ones I send them to, if they don't send one back,
that means my mum would get money.
Eh?
That means my mum would get money.
Yeah, she'd get some money.
She needs money.
Clearly.
Your 91-year-old sitting in a chair. She really needs money.
Get more comfy chair.
You can probably upgrade. She can actually touch me. She
get
can
a afford recliner.
She can afford to upgrade her chair as it is. But no one won it, so we're just going to have to...
So when you do win 189, if you give me 50 grand, I won't feel bad. I'll done by. That'll do. 50 grand would be nice.
He's a good mate. I would want just far more than that.
Do what you like with that, can't you?
I'd want far more than that. You're too nice. Oh, I'm far more shallow.
If you fell out with your brother, you've got no idea how much you're falling out with me. You get fuck all.
That's true.
So, I never really liked her anymore.
What's been happening in the news?
There are some big news at the moment, and it's quite sad because it shows just how basically dreadfully we've brought up our dogs. One of my dogs appears to have slight issues, and he's a tad on the needy side. Yeah. And there's a bit of a thing it's fairly obvious, Arthur, not to name and shame him, but it's Arthur.
Yeah.
Any dogs that apparently that were bought around COVID times, when people are around a lot, apparently are showing signs of being a lot more needy
and
a lot more
clingy. Because they were brought up,
So when I first had the first two, you know, obviously still working at schools then, and I was in and out probably a bit more. So they were used to me going in and out a lot, and it wasn't really that big a problem. Arthur is just so clingy. So in the evening, I go to bed. I stay up with him for a little bit, and then I go to bed, get into bed, literally half an hour later, and he just barks excuse my French, all fucking night.
Does he?
And he just does not stop. So I come down.
Why didn't you bring him up to bed with you?
Because he won't come upstairs.
Why?
Because he's also.
Because he did that once and Stuart came a thrashing with a horse whip.
Is that right? Why didn't you just bring him up and make him nice and cosy in your bedroom?
Because we don't want him upstairs. No. And he won't go. He's also mental enough that he won't go past bits in the kitchen. So upstairs. We have left the doors. We have tried that one. So anyway, so I open the door. That lasts for about an hour. Roof, roof. That starts again. It goes up. So what I've tried, or what Mrs. Simmons suggested, she said, he needs comfort. He needs to know you're there. So when I go to bed now, I replay old episodes of the podcast.
Oh, very good.
Does it send him to sleep?
Only your bits.
Yes. Yeah, we're talking about the past tense. He's committed suicide.
Yeah.
Come down,
he's probably barking like, no, make it stop.
He's hugging himself on his lead.
So he can hear your voice.
So he hears the voices.
That's interesting.
Has it helped?
Marginally. But then I was just going to pat ourselves on the back because I've listened to some old ones and I thought they were quite funny. So, right. So I go to bed and then I think, I'll just go sit with him for a bit and have a listen. So, yeah.
Oh, could if you put a muzzle on him, would he be able to bark? I don't know. Is it cruel to put a muzzle on a dog?
Fairly.
Probably.
Is it?
Probably.
Yeah.
We could get a Madame Tussauds waxwork of Stuart in the slips.
Just...
My Archie is really needy, follows me around absolutely everywhere, gets under my feet, doesn't leave my side, but then he comes up and he sleeps upstairs. And then,
I think it's a big, your dog's very small.
They are small.
My dog's very big.
Yeah, that's true.
And he'll basically land on me. So yeah, I was just patting ourselves on the back for a job well done over the last 18 months.
Well done.
Because they're amusing.
Well done.
They were genuinely amusing. And even my wife commented the other day when she came down and heard us talking, she said, it's actually quite funny. So, yeah, so well done, people.
Get it on a permanent loop.
Well, I just basically started at the beginning.
Yeah, I mean, if you have it, it'll end one podcast and start another anyway, wouldn't it? There's enough of them to last all night now.
So, yeah.
And he won't, you know, you put it on the next night, he's going to say, well, I heard this one last night, is he?
Maybe you could put a jumper or something of yours down as well, something that he can smell you.
You're going a bit deep.
He'll eat them.
So is that why you got us together in the first place, just to get enough material to send the dog to sleep?
To basically pacify my dog, yeah, possibly. So
makes sense.
So, yeah, that's the first thing. Anyone been watching Gangs of London?
No.
I've heard about Gangs of London.
Christ.
I cannot watch it. I can't watch anything that violent.
It is. It's series three. I actually finished it last night.
Did it make you feel ill?
Bits of it. I mean, so violent.
Oh, really? I can't watch that.
Oh, then. My life.
Why would you want to watch it?
I mean, it's quite compelling, some of it, it's quite...
In what way do you mean violent? Like broken bones and...
Oh, like smashing a beer bottle and gouging it into your eye.
Oof.
Poker through the neck.
Oof.
Oh, yeah, no, it's proper...
Oh, yeah, I don't want to see any of that.
No, it's proper, proper violent.
You need to be watching Married at First Sight Australia.
No. Have you been watching it?
Oh, God, yeah. It's absolutely... It's gripping. I love it. And we're past the stage of the boring weddings.
We're past the stage of no return?
Dinner parties and commitment ceremonies. It's so good. Honestly, it's very good. You got to just try and watch one for me.
I can't watch it.
I watch a few when I'm in Cape Town because that crap comes on a bit. And I just, honestly...
The Australia one is much better than the UK one.
That's probably not saying
masses.
Is that because
they're just all a bit coarse and common?
I don't know why they're much better over there. Yeah, mate, I don't know. But, yeah, it's very good.
Anyway,
that's what I'd be.
That.
Oh, and White Lotus.
That is on my list, White Lotus, to discuss. Even though I haven't seen it, my wife has. I caught a bit of it the other day, and I caught the bit that everyone's been talking about.
Yes.
What's the general premise of the programme? Because I hear about White Lotus.
Brilliant.
And I've never watched it. Brilliant. I don't know anything about it. So,
brilliant.
Well, Andrew, you got me into it because you said it was brilliant.
So what's the premise of it?
The premise is it's a hotel on... some island, and some guests land and visit it. And the first series was one hotel.
Is this a bit like
Hawaii or somewhere?
Epstein's Island.
No.
I got to say, I didn't like the first season as much as I liked the second and the third.
I thought the first one was the best one.
Second was Italy, and now the third is now...
I've not started the third yet. Leslie won't let me in.
Third one's Thailand.
Yeah,
that's really good.
Yeah, it's lovely locations, isn't it? I just couldn't get past the first series. I have generally tried to watch it two or three times.
I didn't like the first
series. It takes a lot.
Because my kids and Jackie said, oh, come on, stick with it.
Five episodes and then it climaxes.
We'll just start on the second then. Oh, no, you need to start.
And of course, it's got Stifler's mum in it.
Yes.
The first two has got Stifler's mum.
And she plays very well.
Yeah,
she does quite a
bit.
It's got what?
Stifler's mum.
Who's that?
She plays a neurotic old woman.
Google now Stifler's mum.
Stifler's mum's got something. She plays a neurotic, wealthy American. Yes.
Oh, she's
she
great.
She plays it well, yeah.
Yes. She knows Stifler's mum is.
So now you know so, Stifler's mum.
I know who she is. I know the character, but I don't know who Stifler's mum is.
Oh.
Oh, American Pie.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We're going highbrow here.
So Jason Isaacs is in the third series, is he?
Yes.
But is he in the first two?
No.
Oh, right.
It's pretty well a different cast every nearly.
Oh, is
it?
You see
every
a little
series.
Bit more of him in one episode.
Would you look like at to describe, the smile on her face?
Would you like to describe
Radio
can't seeing
show that
a little
smile.
Bit more?
He's sitting at a table in their room. They're obviously a wealthy family. And his dressing gown just happens to
flop
open.
Right. And the schlong
and flop out.
Well, it's just there.
Is and it? It's just she is so happy.
And yeah, it was a.
Is it a quality todger?
Yeah, seemed to be. I can't. I'm getting
nervous. Are we talking length or girth?
I'm not. Mainly the second, I'd say.
Go on,
but,
say the word girth.
No, I can't. I'm not saying it.
Girth.
But yes, that was nice. That
it
was
might,
good.
It might just be a terribly average one, but she's used to a terribly small one.
Oi!
You can't say that
you
live.
You can't say that on radio.
You can't say that. That's the sort of stuff you have to put in, like, cryptic clues on Instagram and all that sort of stuff.
But no, it is very good.
And there,
and we just had the
yes,
brothers.
Now there's...
The brothers?
There's a basically there is some... homosexual family incest.
Oh, that's not
dear.
Which,
what is it?
Which, of course, the Daily Mail have lapped
I
up.
I shall write to the Daily Mail and complain.
That's not cricket.
But, yeah, it's,
and, you know, the,
it's
you know,
pretty horrible.
You know, family hand jobs and all that sort of stuff.
Ooh,
it was, yeah, it was gruesome.
Dear, oh dear.
This sort of thing that went on at your school, isn't it, Andrew?
Yeah, did
that. So you paid your school fees for, Andrew.
The other thing I've been watching is Last One Laughing. Have you seen that on...
No.
Prime as well. It's all these comedians.
Do you ever watch anything that's not on a streaming service, do you think?
Very
it's interesting.
Rarely.
Most people I talk about, see, I hardly watch anything on streaming.
I watch nearly all of mine on the streaming.
Do you really?
Yeah. But this Last One Laughing is a load of comedians. So there's Rob Beckett, Daisy May Cooper, Joe Wilkinson, what's his name? Mortimer.
Bob
Mortimer. And they've got this... they're not allowed to laugh. It's the last one who doesn't laugh. And they're all comedians. And they're all trying to do stuff to make each other laugh. And that's quite good.
Bob
and
Mortimer's not going to be the last, is he?
Well, he's doing good, actually.
Yeah,
he
would be pretty good because he makes everybody else crease up, doesn't he? But he can do it with a straight face.
Yes. And there's another guy. Is it Richard Ayoade?
Richard Ayoade.
Yes. He's good.
Yeah,
because
he's
very deadpan.
He's very deadpan, isn't he?
Yeah, if you've got deadpan, you've got a bit more of a chance.
That's good. I'm enjoying that.
Sorry, you finished.
No,
go, thank you.
I watched Severance.
Oh yes, well that was on my second slash thing to discuss.
Any of you guys seen that one?
No,
that's on my list. I might start that tonight.
No, that's
the Ben Stiller produced thing, isn't it?
I'm out.
It was the woman who was on a child on Nightmare on Elm Street 3, isn't it? Arquette.
Oh, David Arquette.
No, woman.
Patricia. Oh.
She's in it. So if you've not seen it, I won't say any more.
Well, I probably won't watch it anyway.
What was the Demi Moore one then that she was up for an Oscar? What was that?
What was it
began
called?
With this?
Substance?
No idea.
No.
Oh, yeah. Was it Substance?
Maybe.
I don't know.
But I won't be watching it anyway because that sounds a bit gooey.
I'm like Landman. That's good.
Yes, you said that. I've got to start that. That's basically Yellowstone, but with oil.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's got quite a lot going for it. And... I think you've seen it, but I haven't watched it yet. It's Adolescence.
Oh, I've heard all another
I think
one. I've heard
I'm
all
the
about.
Only person in the world who didn't like it.
Oh,
I found it really uncomfortable watching. I don't know why. It just
well, kind of. They're
me.
Very happy to tell you what happens and why.
Yeah, I just found it all a bit too intense and a bit too.
What is it about?
A bit too close to home, isn't it? Having adolescent kids yourself, I suppose, and you think you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I heard a lot of people saying that the police. Raiding the house was just ridiculous.
It was
as if there were three sort of terrorist gunmen in the house, whereas in fact they were just going there to arrest a 14-year-old boy or
something
like that.
There was just no joy. It was just so deep.
I don't suppose it's a chirpy subject, is it?
No, but it was all about. Like one episode was them sitting at a table for a whole hour, and I'm like, okay, you're great at acting. Okay, you know, it's like, we got that.
Well, it's very famous for being done on one shot, isn't it?
Yeah, that's how they do it, isn't it? It's one shot takes, isn't it? And they, so I possibly will start that. I started This City Is Ours last night.
Did you?
About the Liverpool drugs wars and the drugs family.
Right.
Decent.
When
BBC iPlay. BBC iPlay. Current day.
Oh, right.
Decent.
Okay.
Decent. That was all right. I've watched the first two episodes.
That's on the iPlayer, is it?
On the iPlayer. That was
I'm
good.
In. That's free.
Oh, there you are.
There you go.
So that was good. And
actually, if I get 50 grand off you, I might get Netflix.
Push the bell out.
So you don't need a lot of money for that.
So at the moment, you're still on the iPlayer.
I'm still on the iPlayer, yeah.
You need a naughty stick.
No, that's a very different thing for him to say, naughty stick.
Okay.
That's more, that also comes from Andrew's school.
Right.
Naughty, okay. Naughty stick.
Ah. Can't. No, don't remember that. I haven't watched any TV apart from Severance, but I have read Hambledon Cricket Club 1768 to 1792, which is a very interesting read.
Christ almighty. Sounds absolutely fascinating, doesn't it?
That sounds one to take on the plane with you.
Yes. I think so, and not talk about it on a podcast. Right, we're going to go for a break.
There is one standout fact. They drank vast quantities of port in that era.
As long as it was always passed to the left.
That doesn't surprise
vast quantities.
The school I work at, they have a dinner that they do every year, and it's called Benefactor's Dinner. And so the first time I did one of these dinners, and it's all black tie and all this sort of thing, very traditional, I get told, right, so the benefactor's dinner is where, like, I don't know, 100 years ago or 75 years ago, the benefactors of the school laid down huge amounts of port that we were going to have a dinner every year to drink the port and toast them. So I said, OK, then, so, well, where's the port? They said, well, sadly, the port ran out about 60 years ago, and you need to get in some Coburns or something. But they still have the thing, and they still raise the port, but the port's all gone. There are no benefactors.
Oh.
So that's hopeless.
Just another excuse for another posh dinner.
It is, yeah, that's basically what it's used for. So, listen, we're going to have to go off for a break, because otherwise we get the timing all wrong, and then we can't send the bloody thing to Alex. So we've got other TV things to talk about.
Oh, Lordy,
when we come
haven't
back.
We?
Oh, have we?
Yeah.
I thought
we
covered a lot.
No. This is a very
this
sad
This is a
moment.
Good one.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
So we will see you in just a mo.
Hello, and we're back.
Hello.
Hello.
It's been a very, very sad week again.
Another week.
Sad. We have a bit of death most weeks, but it's a slight death. It's a slight death. The really, really tragic news that Blue Peter is going to be no more.
Yeah. I did see that. That's terrible, isn't
66
it?
Years.
Why?
Nobody's watching it.
No one watches it anymore.
Oh. Yeah, it was only on the CBBC channel.
CBBC's has gone downhill, downhill.
Kids are no longer interested in making spaceships out of fairy liquid bottles.
No.
I know.
I met Leslie Judd. I told my Leslie Judd story.
Yeah, the dogs listened to that the other day when we did the reruns.
Okay. I never remember what I've talked about.
She'll come up. Normally it's crap, but that's why we love you. Yes, she'll come up in a minute, Leslie Judd. Yeah, very sad.
I particularly like the bit where, if you look on the, as usual, I tend to read the BBC Facebook page. So the BBC came out with the news, and of course you've got all these gammon on there saying, well, it was always going to go, wouldn't it, because it's just gone woke. And you think, oh, it was the most woke TV programme that was ever on TV.
Even, it was so nice, wasn't it?
It was so nice.
Were you a massive Blue Peter?
Oh, huge.
I never
don't remember doing
never
really.
Not for me.
Doing the arts and crafts. I used to love watching it.
I probably watched it more than I realised I did, but no, not particularly. No I wasn't a massive.
I was a George Foreman fan, and I've been mourning ever since he passed.
Mm. Did you have a celebratory steak on one of his grills?
I did.
To wish him well on his way?
I did.
He wasn't as old as I thought he was going to be.
I thought he'd be older.
He made more money from the grills than
he
boxing.
Did, way more money.
He did.
Way more money. Reverend.
He made a lot from boxing.
He made even more, yeah.
A lot from boxing. 5 million in 74, the Zaire was, that was a lot of money then.
But then he didn't pay any tax on it, did he? And then he ran into a little bit of trouble.
I quite like the fact that from his money he built his own church, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, anyway, we're digressing because you're on a really sad subject of the demise of Blue Peter.
So, it's really sad, yeah.
So as we're doing it, this isn't the quiz. This is a bonus quiz for us today and all our listeners out there. This is a bonus Blue Peter quiz.
Oh, dear.
Okay. A lot of it will be for
Leslie Judd. I'll write that in one
just
column.
Just put Leslie Judd for everything. And you may get one.
Alfie Noakes. No.
Don't you start getting...
John Noakes, that's the other one.
Just stop. Calm down.
He's in column B.
Calm down. Right. The first part of our quiz, I'm blatantly nicking off the BBC. So I'm going to give you a question, and it's got four answers. And I want you to write down which one.
Oh, I see. So you mean
first
it's,
part?
It's
A, B, C, or D.
Right. Okay.
Here we go. Question one: who is the only presenter to do two stints on the show? Is it Yvette Fielding, Anthea Turner, Radzi, Chikabwanga, apparently, or Peter Duncan?
Yes.
One of those has done two stints on the show.
Radzi does athletics coverage.
She does,
now.
Yes. He does, yes, I'm
He's
sorry.
He's very, very good.
Yes.
He's really good, yeah. He's really good athletics correspondent.
Go. Okay.
Works for Eurosport or something.
In which year was the iconic Blue Peter badge first launched?
Ooh. Oh.
1892, 1963... 1990 or 2000?
Did you say 1892?
I did say 1892. I didn't say that. I haven't been drinking.
Can you say them again?
1892. Secretly, it's not that one. 1963.
Yeah.
1990 or 2000?
Okay.
And there's also a picture in the back here of John Leslie. He doesn't get a huge mention, apparently.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yes. Him and Ulrika. Anyway, that's question two. BBC, Blue Peter receive hundreds of letters from children every week, or probably did. How many letters do they reply to? A, every single one. B, only the badge earners. C, most of them. D, none.
Okay.
Question number four. Blue Peter has a theme song that has been whistled throughout the ages. Do you know what it's called? A, Barnacle Bill. B, Hairy Terry, C, Captain Calamari, or D, Boat Guy Song.
I like having the options.
Do you know who did the, when they redid it in the 1980s?
Mike Oldfield.
Mike Oldfield.
There you go. Yeah. Tubular Bells. Yeah.
How good am I? Yeah, thank you very much. It's a bonus quote. Mm-hmm. Blue Peter is the longest running children's television series in the world. True or false? In the world. There have been tons of Blue Peter pets throughout the years, but how many of them were parrots?
Parrots?
Parrots.
Blimey.
Six, none, all of them, two.
So you're saying that possibly all of the Blue Peter pets could have been parrots?
Apart from the cats and dogs.
Apart from Shep. Shep.
Get down.
Shep was the most famous.
Get down. So how many of them?
Numbers again?
Six, none, all of them. It's not that one. Or two.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Which of these is the most famous Blue Peter make? Shoebox House.
Oh.
Stuffed Dates. Tracy Island.
Oh.
Or Pencil Pot Holder.
Easy.
Easy.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
I think their most famous make might be the Christmas garland thing, you know, that thing made out of two coat hangers.
No.
Yes, I remember. That.
Correct, possibly, but not correct.
Right.
Especially when I did my research. How long would it take to watch every episode of Blue Peter ever made back to front?
Ooh.
A week, 3 months, 1 year, or a decade? 1 week, 3 months, 1 year, or a decade? How many times has the Blue Peter Garden at Television Centre been vandalised?
Yeah.
3, 16, 7, or 1? 3, 16. Don't say that because that could be a question for later.
What?
He's
going to say.
Don't be a smart ass.
pointing at me.
I am. That would be you, don't be a
person. You knew you were going to say something.
Because that's exactly what I thought when I was doing my questions. Yeah. Oh, I can put that one in. Okay. Blue Peter first aired on the BBC on 16th of October 1958. But how long did that first show last? Was it for 5 minutes, 22 minutes, 15 minutes, or 6 hours?
6 hours?
Well, they had a lot of airtime to fill back in the 50s, so put 6 hours.
Just put 6 hours, okay. And we'll give you half a point.
Okay.
Okay. There's those ones.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. I'm number one. I'm trying to think.
Well, we haven't got time, honey.
Are we giving the okay. answers? Oh, hang on. Right. So it was Anthea Turner, Yvette Fielding.
Right. There you go. Hmm. Now, these are the questions you just got to scribble down. The name of John Noakes is most famous dog.
Okay. Oh, so hang on.
This
now
is
we're
more
doing
questions. Questions. Now we're just, these are just questions.
Just questions.
Yeah.
What were Maggie and Jim? What were Maggie and Jim? What first did Willow the cat achieve on Blue Peter?
Oh. I'm going to have a guess. Willow, that sounds... I mean, it feels like I watched it forever and ever, but it was probably between the age of 6 and... 12 or something, actually,
wasn't it? 6 and 39. Question 4. Possibly the most famous thing up there with Tracy Arnold. What was the name of the elephant that kept pissing all over the studio? Yes.
I remember the thing.
I know that.
You know the name of the elephant? Yeah. That's amazing.
Not really. Now, this one's for you. Which famous footballer admitted he broke into the Blue Peter Garden?
Oh, lovely.
Which famous English footballer admitted he broke into the Blue Peter Garden and then denied it when he realised it was very bad for his image? And then, sad one there, number 6. Which presenter died tragically young in 2004?
Yeah. No idea.
I know that one as well.
It's really sad. Very, very lovely. Died from breast cancer.
Oh,
no.
Not a bloke then.
There was another
half
one.
Half a point. Half a point.
Yeah, but the half the.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I'll put the girl who did this.
Okay.
One.
What did John Noakes famously climb?
Oh, yes.
With a load of ladders strapped together.
Yes.
Not sure that's happening these days.
No safety rope.
No, one rope he had. One rope and ladders strapped together. Question number 8. Or 18, whichever way you look at it. Who is Sophie Ellis-Bextor's famous Blue Peter mother?
Yes, her.
Her.
She was one of my first crushes.
Was she one of your first crushes?
She was, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, what's her name?
3 to go. Which of these presenters would Stuart most like to have a shag with?
I missed that.
Which of these presenters
Leslie
would
Judd.
Stuart like to shag the most?
I was going to say, as opposed to most likely...
Well, some would be very difficult. A, Leslie Judd.
Yes.
B, Sarah Green.
Yes.
C, Anthea Turner.
Yes.
D, Helen Skelton.
Yes.
Next question.
Okay.
Who would a loner most like to get in a hot tub with? We're going for vintage Peter Purvis, vintage John Noakes, slightly camp Mark Curry, or slightly rugged Peter Duncan.
Oh.
There was also the bloke who was the TV
presenter. The bloke who works for Sky Sports.
Oh, Simon.
Simon, yeah.
I think he was my daughter's first crush.
Right, yeah.
Simon, they cried.
Died.
Yeah. Yeah, my kids cried when he left Blue Peter.
So, who am I guessing? Okay, right.
Peter Purvis, John Noakes. John Noakes. Thinking Man's Crumpet.
Okay.
Question number, the last question.
Yeah.
If you put grocery carton, cereal pack, cardboard, newspaper, kitchen foil, PVA glue, soap powder box, oblong cheese box, paper bowl, washing up liquid bottle, potato crisp tube, small adhesive labels, blue and grey pens, 75mm flower pot saucer, sandpaper, 2 medium and 1 side matchbox, sponge, drinking straw, corrugated paper, brass paper fastener, blue card, pipe cleaners, green and brown crepe paper, green and brown grey paint and sawdust, what do you get?
The green paint gave it away.
What do you get? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our bonus Blue Peter.
Easy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Right, we're going straight into the answers. Straight into the answers. Okay. Here we go. Right. Okay, starting at the beginning. Absolutely. Number one.
Peter Duncan.
Correct.
D.
Hang on, Peter Duncan.
I've written A, B, C, or D.
Yeah, well, Peter Duncan. That was Peter Duncan.
That was
Rich year. Which year was the iconic Blue Peter badge first launched?
63.
63.
Correct.
What's that?
B.
Thank you.
B, first one. Blue Peter received thousands of letters. How many did they reply to?
All of them.
Yes, correct.
In one.
The name of the theme tune was?
The last
Barnacle
one.
Bill.
D.
Correct. Barnacle Bill, A. Not Boat Guy song. Is it the longest running show? It certainly is. There have been many pets, but how many of them were parrots?
Two.
None.
Two.
Oh.
And they were called Joey and Barney. Get that one.
I thought you were going to say they were called Maggie and Chip. That would have given it away.
Yes, I once.
Well, they're certainly not.
Did you remember Joey Deacon on?
Yes. Oh. Don't go there. Don't go Joey Deacon.
I had to join. I joined the Joey Deacon fan club.
We know you did.
That's this came up previously. It's gone woke. I was thinking, they covered a guy with cerebral palsy about 45 years ago.
I had to bounce the length of the swimming pool and to be in a Joey Deacon fan club. I don't know why. Not drowned.
That's why you're on this podcast.
She told this in a previous episode.
She did.
She has told us, but it's worth having again.
It took a lot to become in that.
Really. Right. Tracy Island was the most famous thing.
Tracy Island.
If you watched it from every single episode, how long would it take?
3 months.
Correct, three months. Yeah. How many times has it been vandalised, one of them, by Les Ferdinand?
One.
Three.
Well, I put one, but then when you said about the footballer...
You got half a point for that, Lane.
I got half.
The first episode aired for 15 minutes.
Oh, I had 22.
Yeah, I did.
15 minutes. So... I actually got 7 out of 10 for that first one.
I got 7 out of 10.
Well, then you and me are...
I only got 6.
Super fan.
I got 5.5.
Right. Name of John Noakes' most famous dog.
Shep.
Correct. What were Maggie and Jim?
Cats.
Tortoises.
Correct. Oh. They were the tortoises.
Hey.
What trait did Willow the cat achieve?
It was made into those interconnecting gloves for your coat.
Did it have kittens and live on TV or something?
I think climbed a tree.
It was the first cat to get spayed.
Did they do it? Are
there? Well, probably not, but it got done.
Right.
What a class.
You're a sick fuck at times. What is the name of the elephant that kept pissing in the studio?
Lulu.
Lulu the elephant, correct. You're so sad. Which famous footballer admitted he broke into the Blue Peter Gardens?
So Les Ferdinand.
Les Ferdinand.
Didn't know that. Then denied it.
Dennis Wise was rumoured to have gone, but he had nothing to do with him. Which presenter died tragically young in 2004?
Karen Keating.
Oh.
That was so sad.
What did John Noakes famously climb?
Tower or a lighthouse?
Nelson's Column.
Nelson's Column.
He climbed Nelson's Column.
Remember that.
Who is Sophie Ellis-Bextor's famous Blue Peter mother?
Mrs. Ellis.
Janet Ellis,
that's right.
Didn't get
that. Which of these presenters would Stuart most like to have a bit of rumpy pumpy with?
Anthea Turner.
D
was Helen Skelton.
Yeah.
Not correct.
Anthea Turner.
Luke, well done. Anthea Turner.
Helen Turner?
Oh, she's the most annoying person I've ever met.
I would never have thought that.
Well, there you go, see.
She's too sickly.
So disappointing.
Especially whilst making Tracy Island with that lovely shaggy bob. Anyway, that's another one.
Oh. She's a horsey agent.
I'm appalled.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've
dealt with. Well, okay. Who would Alona most like to jump in the hot tub with?
John Noakes.
Peter Duncan.
No, John Noakes.
Okay, John. She kind of answered.
So she just wants to have a laugh. And yes, Noakesy, wouldn't
that's
she?
Exactly.
Would
right.
he have his classic unbuttoned shirt and sleeves rolled up?
Hopefully.
And what would you get if you had all those things together? What do you make?
Tracy Island.
You do make Tracy really? Island. There you go. That was the Blue Peter bonus quiz, ladies
that was
and gentlemen.
Good.
Nine.
That's good.
11.
Plus what you got in the first
round.
Plus what you got in the first.
Plus what you get in the first.
Did you get everything? Oh, fine.
In which case it was 15.
Not bad.
11.
10.5.
You really did get half a point.
Yeah, I gave myself half of that one. You said I could.
Excellent.
Because I've changed my mind.
Excellent. Good. Now, before
very
we...
good shirt.
Thank you very much.
So, are you going to write any letters of complaint to the BBC for getting rid of Blue Peter?
That's a real shame.
I believe it's not going completely. They said that it's no longer going to be live.
They could do like an omnibus sort of thing, aren't they? Because in a way, there's no reason why.
It's very expensive to do live programming, but you could just, you could do it as a, you know, the day before, couldn't you?
Life's changed.
Yeah.
It's a different world now.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
I don't know how many people watch it.
Well, next, they'll be getting rid of Jack and Ori.
Yeah,
I think you might be slightly jumped the gun. They keep getting people like Tom Hardy.
They've
got something similar, though. What they call it, a book at bedtime or something. Yeah. Oh, that's a Radio 4 thing, isn't it? What's anyway,
we did we checked the emails. We did check the emails. We've got one thing. Quite a lot of people are interested about our famous dead fancy ball people.
Or nearly dead people.
So I've tallied them all up. From the people who've written in, and I'm going to give you the list of notable mentions.
And we have to say if we agree or disagree.
Yeah, obviously, well, the first one, you can understand, you put your girl head on. We're going men first, he's from the ladies. Marlon Brando, Tony Curtis.
Hang on, Loney,
no,
you're with us.
Neither of those, so I'm doodling.
Davy Jones from the Monkees.
No.
He's about 3'4". David Essex, he's still alive.
Are you still with? I would say you're allowed.
Yeah, because he's really old.
I'd like that.
David Cassidy, very dead. Robert Redford, nearly gone. Roger Moore, Sean Connery as a young Bond.
Sean Connery.
Gregory Peck, young Clint Eastwood. Richard Burton, Cary Grant. He was my mum's.
Who's your mum's favourite? Humphrey Bogart.
Oh yes, okay. Alain Delon.
Who?
French bloke, Alain Delon, the actor.
I don't know.
Oh, super good looking. And Dean Martin. And for the ladies...
What about Yul Brynner? What do you think there?
My mum liked Yul Brynner as well.
Yeah. I liked him in... Yeah. What was it? The King and I.
The Magnificent Seven, he was very good. Moody in that. Yes. King and I, he was horrible, wasn't he?
Yes, he wasn't very nice, the King of I. Liz Taylor, Marilyn Monroe.
Liz Taylor, yes.
Lauren Bacall.
Yeah, Lauren Bacall.
Yvonne Craig. She was Batgirl.
Was she on the TV?
She was.
I watched that the other day because it's on at the moment.
I would say get out more, but you are retired.
Mind you, there was more than one person played Batgirl in the TV series.
There was, and the things. Eartha Kitt.
No, definitely not.
And the
in
other
fact,
one.
She frightened me.
She was a little bit. And the other one, who was it, Julie Newman or whatever. She was Catwoman for a while.
I thought she was quite nice.
Young Stuart thought she was quite nice. Joan Fontaine, a young Paulie Yates, so she's a bit too young really for that, and mentioned more than a few times, Raquel Welsh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Amazingly, no mention for Lionel Blair.
Did you have Sophia Loren in there? No, Sophia Loren was lovely, wasn't she? She was lovely. And Vivian Lee as well.
Yes.
I don't think we mentioned her.
So there you go. So there's a few. But thank you for emailing in. Keep them coming. And we'll do more of an email section. You're just fucking doodling there.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll stop doodling
Why?
A minute.
Well, I mean, you don't have to. It's free world.
Very important to say.
Okay.
Right, we're going for another break. And then we're going to come back and we've got a musical finish to this particular season.
Yes.
I definitely put my pen down.
We'll have a go with that. Okay,
don't
so see you in a mo.
Forget about me.
Welcome back, everybody. So Loney says that there's a story Stuart's got to tell before we get on to the next bit that she heard the other night, and apparently he's been told he's got to do it.
Yeah,
so here we go, Stuart.
It is funny. He might get in trouble, but it is funny.
Terrific. Okay, I'll get in trouble, but don't you worry.
We love that.
Basically, two or three weeks ago, I believe it was World Book Week.
Oh, yes.
And obviously for the premise of World Book Week is you have to turn up as a famous character, preferably from a book or a magazine. So a load of kids turn up as, you know, superheroes or footballers or Harry Potter or characters from their favourite books that they've read.
Understand.
Well, Book Week. Anyway, so someone who I'm sort of mildly related to, she sent her two kids in. One was sent in with a T-shirt with the word victim on it. And the second...
Oh, yeah. I know where we're going now.
And the second child, she sent in as Jimmy Sav.
No, I don't believe that.
She sent him... And she put the shell suit on him in like a wig. And apparently he got...
No way. No way.
He got to the playground and all he did was he found he just chased the children. I imagine he was going now then.
Now then.
Amazingly, she was asked to send him home.
Really? Apparently. What a surprise.
And of course, this sort of person.
What sort of parent does that?
This person. And just, all the teachers thought it was really funny, really funny. I was like, no, they didn't.
No, they didn't.
They might have giggled under their breath, but basically, not allowed to do that sort of stuff. And I was then, of course, you think to yourself, what did Jimmy Savile ever write?
Did he
ever write a book?
No.
There was a Jim will fix it.
Annual. Yes, I don't think that's
was
pushing
the victim
it.
One maybe. Sent home as well?
I don't know. Anyway, so I did look at it and they showed it on. They showed me the pictures on.
They
showed me the pictures on Facebook.
That should make national news.
I did have a giggle.
Can you imagine him chasing the kids around?
Terrible on so many levels. Over to you, son.
Okay, so we're going to finish off here. We're going to have, because this is the last in this particular season of Homer Potts Happy Hour, while we disappear off for a month because of Easter and Stuart going to South Africa again. We're going to have a music quiz with music coming out the speaker.
We've given it a try.
It's taken a bit of trouble to get sorted out.
And we tried
to do this before, but on the Zoom, but it all blew up. It all went horribly wrong. So these are basically just famous riffs at the start of songs. Okay.
Intros,
but not they're all either guitar or keyboard intros.
Oh,
quite famous. Guitar and keyboard intros.
That's your dream, isn't it?
You'll know
okay,
a load
I promise
of these.
Not to moan, you but will know this is your
loads
dream.
Of these.
Along with that, your Turner.
Oh, God. Right, OK, then. So I'm just going to adjust this microphone and fiddle about. So talk amongst yourself for a sec.
Now then.
You will know them all, Stuart.
I won't necessarily know them all. I'll just probably know more than you.
Let me look at your paper, then.
Any Motorhead in them?
No.
No? Oh. Yeah. Might be in trouble.
If you like to gamble, then baby,
right,
I'm your
here
man.
Here we go then. So there's 20 of them.
Ooh, 20?
20. Yeah.
Bit of Deep Purple.
20. Stop asking leading questions, for goodness sake.
Right. Come on then.
Are we ready to go? Let's hope that we've got the
volume. And you're looking
right
for
this.
Title and artist?
I want the band.
Just the band.
And the song.
So both.
Yeah,
so if
you
can.
So basically, you'll get a point for each. So it gives you the opportunity to build up some points if you think, oh, I know this band, but I don't know the song.
Okay.
Points make prizes.
Points make prizes. Okay, so here we go. Eyes down, ears open. We'll give it a whirl.
Yeah.
It's not coming out the speaker.
You can hear it.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like your name.
I've got these two back to back because I think this lot. This lot should have been taken to court for nicking the riff.
Oh my God, it's exactly the same.
It is exactly the same, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I can't remember the band.
Oh, my God.
I can't write quick enough.
I can't either.
You know it would be untrue.
Right, I'm going to pause it there to give you time to catch up.
Oh, you do go quick.
You do go quick. This is shocking. I know them, but I just can't think. And Stuart's writing's really hard to read upside down.
Just award yourself a half point.
It's the first one I need again. I know it, but I can't.
The first one?
The very first
one. Do you want to hear it again?
Yes. Yeah, yes. Please. Very first one. I know it from a movie.
Well, then write it down if you know it.
I can't remember it.
I can't.
I can't remember the band.
Oh, it's bugging me.
Oh, fuck, what were they called? And he's got my phone, I can't even cheat.
No. He's the lead singer of the Right, so we get for
can
that.
Do Shazam.
Number five.
Do
number
Shazam.
Five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This one.
Yeah.
Oh, easy. Oh, yeah, got it. Easy.
Got it, yep. Yeah. I just easy. Need to listen to it once more, then now I've got it.
Good sideburns, that chap.
Right. Yes. Okay, so have you caught up?
Yes.
We're on number 9, yeah?
Okay, so number 9.
Oh, hang on. What did it? What was 8?
This
what have you got down there?
It's this one.
Go on, then.
You're just thinking moving up to the waterfront. That's not it.
Right, so we get, okay, here we go. The next one. I might stick your hand up if it's... Because the trouble is I'm going on to the next one as the singing starts, but I'll pause it if you need me to. Right, so here's the next one.
Oh, great song.
I'll pause it there because people might need to have a bit of thinking time.
No, we don't.
No, we're carrying on.
No, that was a long band, that.
Hang on.
So I've got to write it all out.
What, all the lyrics?
No, Preachers. I've got to write it all out.
You're giving it away.
Giving it away. Everyone knows that one.
You say that. Right, here we go. All right. Okay, so where are we? Here we are.
Oh, yes.
I can see
70s.
It.
Oh!
Gonna have to stop it here.
Oh, hang on. Hang on.
All right, paused it.
I
can't do the other one anymore because he starts... He actually, in the very first line of the song, says the name of the song, so I had to stop.
Number 11, I didn't hear.
That was it, just now.
No, before then, that was number 12.
What do you mean?
Number 11, I didn't
the
hear.
The one after the...
Number 10.
Yeah, the one after number 10.
Fucking hell is number 10, hang on.
Yeah, Manic Street
we're
Peaches,
on our next
10.
One. Is
okay, it's so number 11. I had to stop it because he's about to sing the name of the song.
Oh, well, let it.
Do you want to hear it again?
Let him sing it.
My numbers are all
this right. One.
That's number
11.
Yeah,
I know this, but I can't recall it.
Well, then you don't know it, then, do you?
Don't know
I it.
Do.
Then you don't know it.
Get ready. Get ready to sing it. Sing.
Yes.
Come on, I never thought I'd miss you just as much as I do. Come on.
I never thought I'd miss you.
Right, have we caught up now?
Yes.
Number 12. Number 13.
Sorry, have we caught
up? So we're on. Yes. We're now doing number 13.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ready.
Okay.
Bloody what squinting at Stuart's writing.
God, do you know he's got the weirdest writing. I can't read
that's
it.
That's upside down. Because I'm writing at an angle. I think we're spending way too much time for these two being poor.
Shocking, isn't it?
Don't look like that. Oh, my life.
Hello, just a minute.
Oh, yes.
Who's the luckiest man?
She was very unattractive.
Moby Dick.
Oh. Fuckity, who's this?
That's what you're getting. Andrew's looking at loving his answers. Or her groin, one or the other.
Oh, wait.
Easy.
Okay, we caught up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, yes.
So what are you getting there?
Who sung that?
That's for you to write down.
Possibly the easiest one, not that everyone.
Yeah,
know
I know
one.
That one.
Right. Okay, it's only three more and then a bonus one.
Oh.
I thought I'd better put something in there. Everyone knows.
Yeah, we know that one.
The next one is really for Loney, and she'll probably say, oh, I don't know this.
Next one for Loney, number 19.
Just something I imagine she might know.
No, no, no.
So what are you getting?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I do know.
I thought you might know it.
I forgot my memory.
Got daughters. Right. Last one. Before the bonus.
Yeah. Know this one. Know this one. You can stop that now.
Gave you a bit of a clue. And finally, the last one. I don't think any of you will know this one, but I thought I'd put it in anyway. Because it's got the most amazing guitar intro you've ever heard. I'm going to give you a bit of the vocals as well. Give you more of a clue. I actually just wanted you to hear the vocals. Here we go.
You just wanted to put your music on here. Do you actually like that?
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
That's
one of the greatest metal songs ever written. Right, there you go. That's all 21. Or 20, really, because the last one was just a bit of a laugh. And then we'll quickly nip through the answers. You can shout them out. Number one.
Hold on.
That was from a Bratpack film or something.
It was well off there. I need to bring this microphone around to me now, won't I? It was in an Alan Partridge film, actually. Anyone know what it was? Cuddly Toy by Roachford.
Yeah, I've got Cuddly Toy.
Oh.
Cuddly
Toy.
Cuddly Toy. Showed your face. I didn't get the band.
I see the R on your number two. Can read the rest of it.
OMD, Enola Gay.
Yeah. OMD, Enola Gay. The next one.
Gene Genie. Barry. Yeah.
David Bowie. Yeah. How are we doing there, Loney?
On next one.
Hot. Next one.
I don't know.
Sweet. Squeeze. Blockbuster.
Blockbuster.
I had half.
Exactly the same riff, isn't it?
Yeah. Or if you're the Mac lads, the fat bastard.
Yeah.
Which came first, Bowie's?
Sorry, I'm not sure actually. I should have looked it up.
Yeah, that's quite a good
one. Next one.
Yazoo.
Flying Picket.
Yazoo.
Oh,
yes. Yazoo, only you.
Only you. Anyone know what the next one was?
Kraftwerk.
Oh.
And the song?
What happened to Flying Pickets?
Kraft with a K.
It wasn't a Flying Pickets, it was Yazoo.
They did cover it.
They did cover it.
But that was Yazoo.
But they did just voices. They didn't have a synthesizer, did they?
Yeah, they did
an acapella.
That's not the name of the song.
Yeah, that's your Alone.
Did you have Only You?
Yeah.
Oh, okay then. Right.
So there's your Alone thing.
Anyone know what that Kraftwerk song was? The Model. She's a model.
A magazine.
Anyone know the next one? Everyone should know this.
The Doors Light My Fire.
Well done. One after that?
R.E.M.
R.E.M. and...
Dedicated to the One I Love.
The One I Love.
The One I Love.
Anyone? Stop doing that where you just sing the line.
This one goes...
Sorry. Anyone know what the next one is?
Depeche Mode.
Just Can't Get Enough.
Depeche Mode.
Didn't get that.
Okay, the one that Andy spent a lot of time writing.
Motorcycle Emptiness by Manic Street Manic Preachers. Street That's Preachers. A lot of words.
That is a lot.
Did you have to write them all down, Loney?
Manic Street Preacher Motorcycle is what I wrote.
Did you?
Can you not see
no,
that?
No, I can. I want to know who you copied it from.
That's just rude.
Spend. Okay, the next one, the one that we had played twice for Andy.
Stevie Wonder. Once in my life.
Stevie Wonder. Okay, the do.
Madness, my
Madness.
Girl.
Madness, must be, it must be love.
What was the name of the song? Oh, must be love.
I got that one wrong.
Mm. Okay, the next one.
Isley Brothers, Summer Breeze.
Didn't get that.
Did you not?
No.
Couldn't remember it. I love the song, but I just couldn't remember.
Such a great song, isn't it? Okay, the one where Stuart fancies the singer was called Basher.
Matt Bianco.
Basher. She was called Basher. Was she really? That's
lazy
not a good
bed.
Thing for a 70-year-old
Get
boy.
Get out your lazy bed.
Get out your lazy bed. Yeah, I got that. Yep.
Matt
good
Bianco.
Boy.
Yep. Okay.
Stone Roses.
Waterfall.
Yep.
See, you know a lot more than you ever thought, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay. See, you copied that as
the
well.
The next one.
Squeeze, Take Me on Yours.
Yeah.
Didn't get that one.
Squeeze.
Take Me on Yours, yeah. Okay.
Queen, you're the best thing.
You're my best friend.
You make me happy.
You're my best friend, that's called.
Eric, Wonderful Tonight.
Yeah.
19,
next
no
one,
idea.
The one that I thought Loney might know, but
I
didn't
know it.
Girls
Aloud, Love Machine.
You thought I would know that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sort of shit
listen
to.
It's the same sort of shite you listen to. It's in the same sort of realm as... Oh, it is. You like Sabrina Carpenter.
No, I don't.
Yes, you said you did.
I've
such
heard of
a fibber.
Oh, she's a fibber. She does
fibber,
like...
fibber. She's so bitter.
The second last one.
Honky Tonk Woman by the Stones.
I got the Stones. I couldn't remember the name of the song.
And for 10 points
for 10 points, you'll find that was Marilyn Manson.
Judas Priest.
It was Judas Priest.
I can't remember the name of
it. It was Painkiller.
Painful.
You can't have 10 points for Judas Priest. You can have five.
Five? Can I really have five for that?
Yeah.
That is just not how music quizzes work.
No. They never do they? Anyway, I've got 42.
Oh, well done.
I can't even work out because of all my half points here and there.
Half points?
But what?
Five for Judas Priest. I was going to say Judas Priest.
Were you really?
I was going to say that or Manson.
Faster than a bullet.
So that
terrifying
means...
Terrifying scream.
I got 25.
Did you? That's not bad.
I have 21.
I got 20.
No, because it's out of 42, because there's a point for each, you see.
It's out of 50, because there's 10 for the end.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I can't even. Yeah. I don't even know how to work it out. Oh, no. I did not bad.
Right.
I got 39.
Oh, really?
No way.
Did you really?
I can imagine you would have done something like that.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
That's good knowledge.
Well, that was very good, Stuart. I had no use.
We're going to
finish this rather sharpish.
But you should work on your handwriting.
I'm having to write on this. I'm having to write like...
You can't say that.
I apologise.
So we're going to... we need to wrap this up because it's getting so big. I'm not going to be able to send the bloody thing.
So
this is it until after Easter, isn't it?
It is. A few weeks.
Yeah.
To refresh.
Yeah.
Eat lots of Easter eggs.
Join the JDC.
So we finished the last series. This was the second series. The first series we finished with the musical thing, didn't we? We had the ring walks.
Oh yes.
It's quite a party.
Right.
It's like bringing in games.
This is the second term of our three school term.
That's right.
Because we've got the summer to come.
Yeah.
And that'll be the end of season two.
That'll be the end of season two.
So
okay,
this is not
then.
Quite the end of season two, but it's just the Easter break.
Yeah. Mm. So have a nice Easter. Don't eat too many Easter eggs. I'm looking at you, Mrs. Wake.
Well, I can't wait, but I'm giving up Instagram and Facebook for Lent.
Good.
So I'll be getting back to that. I should be doing the same. Well, I can pick up messages, but I can have a quick dip in, but I can't scroll.
Can't scroll.
I'm not scrolling.
Quick dip in.
Someone sent me a message, because a lot of people I do message.
I've given up booze, but I can't have a nip. Yeah. Right, so we're going to say goodbye, and we'll see you all in a month.
Au revoir.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Homer
Pot's Happy Hour was recorded in the United Kingdom and is fully owned by Stewhead Publishing Limited, whose owner is an absolute bellend.